Shabbos Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Noistin Oiris La'abdon V'Lekelim L'Koibis Nochri. One should not give skins, hides, to a burski, to a tannery, to be ma'abid, to tan. V'Lekelim L'Koibis Nochri shouldn't give clothing, laundry, to a laundryman, a goyish laundryman. Ela Kedei She'yosum Miba'oid Yoim. Unless it can be done still on Erev Shabbos. Now this is really a hemshech of the Mishnah Zayin. We're giving something to a goy, even though the goy doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But the fact that, generally speaking, when you gave something to him to do before Shabbos, you're going to do it on Shabbos, would ask you from giving to him Erev Shabbos. Ubekulon beisil matirin mashomish, you're allowed to give it to him. Now, you're definitely not allowed to give somebody, it's a malacha to a goy, to do on Shabbos. That for sure is us. It's Amir Lakum. We're talking over here, mitzad, the extra gzeira of Maris Ayin, that you have the guy seemingly doing for the Yid, even though really he's not doing for the Yid. He can do Matzah Shabbos if he wants. But since he's going to do on Shabbos, and the schoira will be recognized as from the Yid, therefore he's not allowed to do it. Now it's worth pointing out something very important over here, something very fundamental. We said that there's a gzeira according to Beis Shammai, not a gzeira, I'm sorry, there's an isser according to Beis Shammai of having one's kelim do malacha for you. And if you give something to a goy, there's an isser only of marasayin. Why don't we just say that if the goy does the malacha for the yid, so his things are being worked on Shabbos. That's also shvisas kelim. Why is this only a chshash al marasayin? Because if somebody will look and say, oh, the goy must be doing it betzivui of the yid, without that. My things have malacha being done to them. The answer is that if I put something, an oven, a kli, I set it up, the kli is cooking. Now, we don't look at it that way. There's no maisa. But Beis Shammai looks at it that my thing is doing malacha. That's the quasi chil Shabbos, the maisa malacha that's going on. If a goy is doing the maisa, then by definition, the fact that the goy is doing the maisa with my thing is a guy is using an iron, and he's using my iron, and he's ironing. There's no shvisas kelim on that, because the oisa is the guy. The fact that he's doing his malacha with my thing doesn't mean that my thing is doing a malacha. He's the oisa, it's being done with my thing. The Tosfos Yom Tov makes that point. By the way, we haven't pointed this out before, but shvisas behemtoi is an isa deraisa, chiv deraisa, even according to Beis Hillel. For my behemoth to do work, even Beis Hillel that holds that my kli is not working, there's no malacha being done by my kli, but there is a malacha being done by my animal. If my animal works, carries a load in the Rishus HaRabim, I'm over on an Issa Dereis of Shvisa Shabbos. That's L'Kuli Yama. Next Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. No yigin hoyu Beis Abba shayin noisnim klei lovin l'koivis nochri shloishin yomim koidim l'Shabbos. They were noyig Beis Abba, we're talking about the bias of the Nasi, and they were machmer on themselves like Beis Shammai. They didn't give to a launderer 3 days before. Why 3 days before? Because he's talking about white linen, where white linen needs a more delicate cycle. It needs to be rubbed harder to get the stains out. The Mefarshim speak out that that would be up to 3 days. You don't know if the guy is doing it on Shabbos. So they gave it only 3 days before Shabbos. What's the issue? Shvisas kelim, they were machmir in this case like Beis Shammai. Mefarshim ask, we all remember the Mishnah from Brachos where it says that Reb Tarfin was bisakona because he was machmir like Beis Shammai. One is not allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. The answer is over here, the Rav Siddur Tos Yom Tov speaks out that there's a difference between doing like Beis Shammai or just not doing something because there would be an issue. Being machmir b'shev v'al tasa, in order to not be Oivel Tevi Beis Shammai, that would be Mutter. So that's the first din in the Mishnah over here. And then the Mishnah says, V'shovin Elu V'elu, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree, Shetoyen in Koirois, Beis Habad V'Guli Hagas. This means, this refers to taking Zesim or Anovim, olives or grapes, that have already been pressed, and they've already been ground up, and putting them, turning them means to load. What you do is you put the ground up fruit underneath the heavy koyres beis habad, which is the weighted pillars that they used to use for the taking the oil out of the olives or the wine out of the grapes. Iguli agas is the same thing. The curse is about a long, that's what they used for zeisim. And iguli agas for the wine was something that was round, that's why it's called igulim. And this, even though your kli l'cha'oira is being over on schita, both Beisil and Beishamay Amoide, that's the chiddush, and the reason why is because the Gemara says, even if your kli is doing the malach of squeezing out the schita, but it's not a chiv deraisa. Schita deraisa will only be when you take a grape and you have to give it a hard squeeze, a professional squeeze, to get the juice out. But the little bit of juice that would come out by itself, even without being squeezed, now gradually you put some weight on it, it comes out quicker. That's not schita. That's not the schita. It's not a malacha. The malacha is called dosh. That's not dosh deraisa. And therefore, even according to Beis Shammai, it's mutter. So the basic idea of ashteto is that Beis Shammai only asserted shvisas kelim, having malacha done al yidei kli, only if it's going to be a malacha deraisa. The other cases that we mentioned in the last few Mishnahs, Olav Chiyad Daraisa, Tez Yomta makes a quick summary. The Shriyas, Dioy, Visam, Monav, Kashinim, different dyes and materials in water, it thickens up in the water, that's Losh. Unin Shalpishton, having it cook out in a, not cook out, having it boil in an oven, is Malabin, because that cleans out, purifies the material. That's what Malabin is. Tzemer, cooking in a Yoyra, is Tzeveya. Setting up a trap, Mitsudo. Taisu says, a Chiddush, that's Tzod. And that needs a little bit of explanation. The Malacha of Tzeda Deraisa can only be if the animal is in the trap when you snap it closed. The picture you're standing with two hands on a mouse trap. The only time it would be considered Seder Deraisa is only if you snap the trap shut with the animal inside. Setting up a trap on Shabbos would not be a malacha. So the Rashba speaks out that yes, but Beis Shammai holds Shvisas Kelim. And that Shvisas Kelim would be, picture you doing the same thing as the trap does when it's doing it. So the trap grabs the animal, it springs and it closes in on the animal's tail. If you would do that with the animal's tail in it, that would be Tzedek Deraisa. So that's Shvisas Kelim. The Gemara says on all these malachas, all these type of ideas, there would be another reason why Beis Shammai would ask her. Because Beis Shammai is Goyzer on Erev Shabbos, things that if you would do on Shabbos, it would be a malacha. Similar to the idea of leaving food on a fire, if you would put it on a fire on Shabbos, it would be a malacha. You can't do it Erev Shabbos. So setting up all these things to cook, setting it up on Erev Shabbos would be a problem because you might come then to do it on Shabbos. And then trapping would be a problematic. Why would that be also? Setting up a trap, if you do it on Shabbos, it also wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. Setting up a trap on Shabbos is only an Issa Derabbanan. Why? Because you're not actually doing it. It's happening by itself later on when the animal jumps into the trap. So on that, Tosis explains, but there is one case of Tzeda that would be Deraisa if you actually spring the trap with the mouse's tail in the trap, you snap it shut, then you'd be over. So Mela, that would also be Shaykh that Gzeiro. Taisus Yomte makes the Cheshbon. We now finish the Gzeirois that are Tolian and Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. In the next mission, we're going to go to Gzeirois that are Muskim Alakol.